What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm Contra. Today, on the ride in, I want to dive in a little bit into something that us Bitcoiners and the everyday Joe Schmo should know about with their 401ks and how Bitcoin breaks the bars of this system. So, this isn't going to be an episode that's, you know, played in the Fidelity background commercial. But that's fine. Because I want to talk about something that touches every single working person in this country, whether they know it or not. We're talking about, just like I said, the retirement system, the 401k scam, and how Bitcoin offers a way out. And I don't want to use the word scam lightly. This is about how your so-called retirement plan is really just a long leash. A government-sanctioned, corporate-administered, Wall Street-approved leash that keeps your wealth frozen. Your autonomy stunted, and your future essentially being held in hostage. But Bitcoin changes that. And to start, in part one, I want to talk about the 401k system not being your friend. So here's the basic premise of a 401k, for those of you lucky enough to have never stared one in the face. You set aside a portion of your paycheck into a special tax advantage retirement account. You know, sometimes your employer matches a percentage, sometimes not. That money is then locked away, usually in a few pre-approved mutual funds run by these legacy financial institutions until you're about 59 and a half years old. Now that sounds harmless, right? Except it isn't. I'll go over a story about a friend of mine who ran a test on this exact system to see how it would play out. And a basic rundown is he tried to withdraw or move his 401k funds, and not even to spend it. He just wanted to essentially move it out of his employer's plan and into Bitcoin, or even just cold storage. And that plan administrator flat out told him, you can't, unless he quits his job. He couldn't access it, couldn't close it, couldn't transfer it, he can't touch it. So his response when he was telling me this was, so let me get this straight, I earn the money, I contribute the money, then I pay taxes on it, and I can't touch it, can't move it, I can't reallocate it or relocate it freely. Because he begged the question, is this my money or not? And the dirty little secret of the 401k system is this. It's not built for you. It's built for compliance, once again. It's built for tax optimization for the government. It's built to keep the financial system chugging along with a steady stream of your future buying power today. Because that's what your 401k really is. A liquidity sponge for Wall Street. It's your name on the account, but it's not really yours. You're just allowed to look at it. Now, I know there are self-approved accounts where you can move and buy what you want. But, you know, and maybe tweak the sliders a little bit on whatever account you hold it in. But take custody of it, not unless you leave your job, is what he was told. Now, I'm sure there's other nuances built into this as well, but unless you can't move it essentially unless you bend the knee and pay the penalty toll. And even then, good luck moving it into Bitcoin, right? Now, I know there's ETFs out there, but he wanted to own the coins. He wanted to put it in cold storage. And this system is not just broke. It's designed to be broken. Which leads me into my next part, and which is the cost of trusting the system once again. And let's play it out a little bit. Imagine you're 35 years old. You've been contributing to your 401k since, you know, say age 25. A decade of diligent saving. You've got maybe, you know, just say $100,000 saved. Congratulations. But you've also got inflation climbing. Real estate essentially out of reach. Political instability rising. Central banks, you know, printing money like it's toilet paper. And oh yeah, the wars and rumors of wars. So you say to yourself, I want to protect my savings. I want to self-custody this thing. Maybe put it into Bitcoin. Something that can't be diluted. And the system says, nope, sit down. Wait another 25 years and maybe we'll let you touch your own money. But here's what they don't tell you. Every year you wait, you're playing a game of chicken with a monetary system that will devalue your dollars. Every year, the real cost of retirement goes up. And every year you stay inside the system, your savings become more like a monopoly, you know, becomes more like monopoly money parked in a digital holding cell, earning you just enough interest to keep up with the CPI inflation, which we all know is a rigged game anyways, a rigged number anyways. And if you do want out, well, then you pay penalties and taxes and administrator fees. And maybe your employer just straight up blocks you. Which, by the way, is totally legal under I think it's ERISA or the ERISA law, if you're still employed. And this isn't just about financial returns anymore. It's about sovereignty at this point. It's about control. And it's about waking up to the reality that the financial system was never designed to serve free people. It was designed to manage them. Which leads me to my next point then, which is essentially that, you know, Bitcoin is a retirement plan that doesn't ask for permission. This is where we flip the script. What if instead of feeding your future into a black hole of mutual funds and government IOUs, you opted out of it? What if you started putting 5%, 10%, maybe even 20% of your own income into Bitcoin? Self-custody, cold storage, fully sovereign. No administrator, no plan sponsor, no call centers in, you know, Des Moines telling you, sorry, that's against policy. Just you and your keys and time. Bitcoin doesn't care where you work. It doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't ask for your social security number. It just sits there, immune to inflation, waiting patiently. And maybe it'd be helpful if I gave another example. Let's say you're 30 and you put away $250 a month in Bitcoin. That's $3,000-ish a year. Over 20 years, assuming moderate appreciation, even accounting for, you know, Bitcoin's volatility, you could see massive returns. And even if Bitcoin just holds value while fiat erodes, you've preserved real purchasing power in a way that the dollar system simply can't promise. And more than that, you can access it whenever you want. Not when the IRS says you're allowed, not when your employer lets go of the leash, but whenever you choose. And that's the real freedom we want. That's the real freedom I want. And I know what the skeptics are going to say, but Bitcoin is too volatile. Okay, yes. But it's becoming less volatile. They'll say, have you seen the stock market today? Have you seen what happens when the Fed sneezes and 401k drops 15% in a day? I have. Volatility is part of life. And at least with Bitcoin, you have control. Or how about, but the government gives you tax breaks. Ah, yes, the golden carrot. But let me ask you, would you trade freedom for a tax deferral? Because that's what it is. It's not free money, it's a delay. It's a trap. They'll tax you later. And when you're older, vulnerable, and probably, you know, under a different tax regime, you think they're going to keep today's tax brackets for the next 30 years? Come on. Or how about, you know, but what if I need financial advice? That's fine, get advice. Do your own research. But don't mistake advice for permission. Financial planners often get commissions on these 401k assets. So what do you think they're going to recommend? That you pull it all out and buy an asset that they don't manage? It's exactly why Bitcoin exposes the perverse incentives baked into the system. And some people, they're just not going to like that. And it's mainly the people who are in charge or getting incentives from it. So how do we get out? The exit strategy. Let me be clear. I'm not saying empty your 401ks today, you know, and ape into Bitcoin at the top of the chart. I'm saying that we need to build parallel systems. You need to build parallel systems. And you can start small. You can experiment. But the important thing is to start. Because the sooner you build that financial sovereignty, the less dependent you are on a system that was never built to empower you in the first place. Start putting savings into Bitcoin monthly. I don't care what the price is. Put it there. I promise you, you will get returns on that investment. And your purchasing power will be more powerful 20 years from now than the dollar will be. Think of that as your real retirement plan. The one that isn't locked up behind red tape. The one that can't be rug pulled behind inflation or a war. And if you do have a 401k, that's fine. Let it sit. Maybe match the employer contribution if it's generous. But don't bet your future on it. Understand it for what it is. A leash dressed up as a lifeboat. The one last thing I'll leave you with is this. Retirement used to mean freedom, time, dignity. Now, it means dependency, bureaucracy, fear of outliving your assets. But Bitcoin can change that because Bitcoin isn't just money. It's exit. It's the quiet revolution where you stop asking permission and start building a future on your terms. Thanks for listening. If this resonated, share it with somebody who still thinks their 401k is their ticket to paradise. If you're already stacking sats, keep going. You're still early. In the meantime, stay sovereign, stay free. Keep stacking. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. I'm out.